Welcome to Dearest Alaska. I'm your host, Karen Trope. This month, we join Tasha Lee and Dan Martinson at the end of harvest season for Pilgrim Produce. Let's dig in. It's early October, and there's already about 3/8 of an inch of ice on the shallow pools of water that punctuate the road to Pilgrim Hot Springs. It's the tail end of the first full harvest by Pilgrim Produce, an agricultural pilot program operated by Bering Straits Development Company, or BSDC, at the historic Pilgrim Hot Springs site. Though the season is winding down, there's still plenty of work to get done today.
We are going to broad fork these last four rows. We're going to move hay from that location to this location and get it all piled up. So we're going to do multiple trips of hay. After that, we are going to go to the potato field, harvest as many potatoes as we can get out of the ground, and then I am going to go in, probably me and Dan, and harvest a few other things for sale tomorrow. And we're very lucky to have Dan's master backing up skills, because this is not always the easiest task. Drive backwards with a trailer.
That's Tasha Lee talking about Dan Martinson. They work for Rob Benson, who's the construction manager at BSDC, a subsidiary of Bering Straits Native Corporation. BSDC is the managing partner for Unatuck LCC, a consortium of seven local Native organizations with ties to the Hot Springs site. Today at Pilgrim Produce, a few residents from the Seaside Center in Nome are helping with the tasks delegated by Tasha. The residents are aerating the soil with broad forks, plucking potatoes, and helping with other manual labor tasks. Tasha says the extra help provided by local organizations, individuals, and other interested parties has been extremely valuable.
Being able to knock this out that fast, we have to do rows and rows and rows next year. And I think that would be great. Have a bunch of guys come out here and just, one person gets tired, next person goes. That's a great method. Because this year, we just kept going and going. We spent the night out here. And at one point, I had hooked into a bunch of roots. And by the time it let go, so did I. Laid in the dirt for a while. I was like, I think I need a break.
As the day went on, I found myself inside a fenced garden plot. As I stared down rows of cabbage, carrots, kale, dill, and more, Tasha talked about the community response to Pilgrim Produce so far.
A lot of these plants are foreign to people in Nome. A lot of people have never seen kohlrabi. And there's a few things around here. Some people know what it is, but not very many. Like arugula. A lot of people don't even know what chard is, so a lot of people have learned, like, okay, this is good. We've tried that now. So a lot of selling plants, too. At the very beginning, we would put out pamphlets on how to eat them, different ways to prepare them, and what they're somewhat similar to. And it did help, but we still have questions, what's that? A lot. One lady, her mother was an orphan out here, so she loves the onions, and I had bought some onions and bagged them up and brought them over to her house. And she was very excited, so she'd been waiting this entire season. She was there the first day that we were selling vegetables. As soon as I had a bundle to bring her, I did.
Tasha was raised in Nome, but has traveled extensively since then. Recently coming back to Nome, she finds herself in a very happy position.
I love being out in the middle of nowhere. I love playing in the dirt. I end up doing whatever needs to happen next. So that varies from day to day, and I'm still learning, so I'm not sure what the future brings with that. But I do love it, and I think this is the best job I have ever had, because I'm doing something I absolutely love doing. I'm not I'm not sure I would be happy with any other job after this.
With the fall season nearing completion, preparation for future seasons has already begun.
I was amazed how much people enjoyed spinach in Nome. That is something we're going to have to grow a lot more of next year. There's a lot of things that will change how we do things next year.
Like what?
Pruning, stages. So plant something and then a week later plant the same thing so that as that one is picked and is done, there's the second batch. And keep it going so that we have it all year. And instead of, okay, it's done, we have to wait for it to grow again, it needs to be staged. But we're going to have a lot more room to do stuff like that next year. Having that high tunnel is going to make a big difference. I really hope that the winter crops do good. We're going to plant everything, put down hay, and then put cloth, this like bug cloth over it, so it's still able to get precipitation, but it'll stay warm. So hopefully that works out.
And as the group enjoyed an end-of-day dip into the hot springs, I couldn't help but wonder this. Perhaps one day, the soft golden hue of autumnal reeds around us would be transformed into amber waves of grain. Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible, especially Tasha Lee, Dan Martinson, and Rob Benson. You can learn more about Pilgrim Produce and Pilgrim Hot Springs at facebook.com/Pilgrim Hot Springs. If you or someone you know would like to participate in an episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.